Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how your platform stands out? I'm testing different voice AI solutions and would love to hear what makes yours special.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I think you might have me mixed up with someone else. I'm Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here to chat about voice AI. But hey, I'm doing great and excited to learn about your services. So, what can you tell me about your voice AI platform?
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha Day AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, Mary from Dasha Day, got it. I haven't heard much about your work with Vector Solutions specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you share a bit about what you do and how your voice AI helps companies like them? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha, DayEye's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio. No worries, I'm hanging in there. Lead generation and revenue growth, huh? While many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and keeping the conversation engaging enough to convert leads, how does your AI handle those tricky parts? Does it really sound human enough to build trust?
Tell me more about how reaching the right prospects and keeping conversations engaging has been a challenge for you.
Sure thing. Well, reaching the right prospects can be tricky because you want to avoid wasting time on uninterested contacts. Plus, keeping conversations engaging is tough since many automated calls sound robotic and turn people off quickly. So, I'm curious, how does your AI make those calls feel natural and keep prospects interested without sounding like a machine?
Now I'm curious. Let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
I love a good what-if scenario. 12 months from now, if your service really nailed it, I'd imagine a steady stream of qualified leads coming in without the usual hassle. Calls that feel genuinely human, sparking real interest and conversations that convert. Revenue would be up, and my team could focus more on closing deals than chasing cold leads. How close am I?
What do you mean by focusing more on closing deals than chasing cold leads? Why is that important to you?
Great question. Well, chasing cold leads often means spending a lot of time and energy on prospects who aren't really interested, which can be frustrating and inefficient. Focusing on closing deals means your team spends more time with warm, engaged prospects who are ready to buy, boosting productivity and morale. It's all about working smarter, not harder. Does that resonate with you?
Tell me more about working smarter, not harder.
Absolutely. Working smarter means using tools and strategies that maximize your results without burning out your team. For example, automating the initial outreach with AI that sounds human, saves time, and filters out uninterested leads early. That way, your salespeople can focus their energy on meaningful conversations that actually move the needle. It's about efficiency and effectiveness combined, kind of like having a superpower for your sales process. How does that sound?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here. What are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Of course, take your time. Now, jumping back in, some of the biggest challenges right now are scaling outreach without losing personalization and managing follow-ups efficiently. It's tough to keep conversations natural and timely when you're juggling so many leads. How does your AI tackle those issues?
What are all the ways scaling outreach and managing follow-ups are affecting the business right now?
Good question. Scaling outreach without the right tools can lead to missed opportunities and wasted effort on uninterested contacts. Managing follow-ups manually often means delays or inconsistent messaging, which can frustrate prospects and lower conversion rates. Together, these issues slow growth and drain resources. Does your AI help streamline both?
Can you go a bit deeper on how those missed opportunities and delays have impacted your team's goals?
Sure. Missed opportunities mean fewer qualified leads entering the pipeline, which directly impacts sales targets and revenue goals. Delays in follow-ups can cause prospects to lose interest or turn to competitors, making it harder to close deals. It creates a cycle where the team feels stretched thin and results plateau. How does your AI help break that cycle?